I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this June 9th, 2014 to order and call on Mr. Finley, our county auditor, to lead us in morning prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning again praising you and thanking you for the great God that you are. Thank you for the many blessings you pour out upon us. And we want to pray, Lord, that you would just give us guidance today. Help us to abide in your love, that we'd be able to recognize the many important things that we need to do as far as decisions, that we do those in a way that's pleasing to you. We thank you, God, for watching over our county, our city, and for the nation that we have. And we just pray that you would just continue to give those people guidance and decisions, decision-making people in those areas, God. We thank you for watching over us. Pray that you would just watch over those that need your healing hand, your comforting hand, and again, God, be with them. Thank you for the many blessings you give us. These things we ask in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Commission remarks. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable, checks 339938 through 340023, warrants 601, 602, 603, 608, and 609, and a transfer from 911 to GCR.
I will second that motion. The motion is to approve checks numbers 339938 through 340023, warrants 6001, 6002, 6003, 6008, and 6009, and a transfer from 911 to GCR for 911 agreement. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carried. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
This is the report that I give you monthly, and just want to give you a chance to ask any questions you might have about it. Don't know if there's anything I would consider a real surprise. So.
Okay, I have a question for you because my phone, where you email.
Your emails either?
No, I lost everything on the phone this weekend, and that'll help. I seen where you'd emailed it to us, but it just the thing. Well, wait till I get my phone straightened up.
And mine's messed up too. I don't know. I'm not getting any of my emails right now. Why?
Yeah. Did we have anything that was...
Danny, I didn't see anything that was a surprise at all. I mean, there's some things there that we had talked about before, but nothing surprising.
I went through what you said, Rick, and I didn't see anything that was out of the ordinary at all within... budget itself.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I mean, but I always like for several eyes to look at it and see, and I think it's good.
We appreciate it, sir. Anything additional you'd like to add?
Not at this time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Donna, could you join us? And Chuck, would you join us also? We had hoped to schedule some dates for Board of Equalization by talking about the calendar this morning. Are there any special dates during, well, number one, if I'm not mistaken, let me start there. We can begin officially unless we vote to begin sooner on July 1st, correct?
In fact, we have to meet that first Monday.
Is there any problem at all with meeting? Well, actually, the first Monday is not till the 8th.
7th.
First Monday is not till the 7th. I'm sorry. You're right.
We don't get the books until July 1st.
Can we, you get them before July 1st, correct?
No, we get them July 1st. I mean, he may turn them over to me before that, but by law, he has to give them to me on July 1st.
Let me re-ask this question. I wonder if it's possible for us to begin this process of BOE on July 1st, which is a Tuesday.
Yes.
If we get the books. That's why I'm...
Yes.
Fine with me, yes. Absolutely.
So we could, in fact, make that one of our days. If we start on the 1st, then we could announce that Board of Equalization would begin on July 1st, which is Tuesday. And what would it be all right with everybody if we meet that week, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd? The 4th, obviously, is on Friday, and the courthouse will be closed for the 4th. But I'm just trying to pick us some dates to get started here.
Sounds good.
Right now, we don't have a number, a very large number, do we?
We have 26?
We have 30 appeals.
30.
This is not a year of reassessment.
Correct. There may, of course, be some more. I know I've had some business folks that have contacted us, and I don't know if they've submitted yet, but don't expect a large number, as your point is, I think.
Would it be all right also, if everybody's got their calendar, to schedule 7th and 8th? And 9th, which is Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the following week. Now we can schedule a month, but I really believe we're not going to have the appointments that would carry us that far. When are the requests due in to your office?
Third Monday in June, but because the SB 711 caused the first class counties to be kind of left out of that date. Because we don't even get the books until July 1st, the State Tax Commission recommends that the Board of Equalization extend that deadline for applications.
Yeah,
in the past, the Board of Equalization has always directed me to, and we've never changed it because nobody's ever asked us to change it, to 5 o'clock on that Monday.
If I'm not mistaken, the law says one thing and the State Tax Commission is asking us to consider doing another. Is that right?
Well, you can, by law, extend it.
Okay,
so the law does allow you to extend.
Do you have a recommendation for the board?
I would request that you extend it till at least July the 1st, because we don't even start until then, the deadline for application.
That's what I would like to do.
I'd be in favor of that as well.
Since we're going to start hearing... issues on July 1st and individuals who have applied, could we consider Monday the 30th at 5 p.m. as the deadline? Since, I mean, we're actually starting to hear the appeals on the 1st. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
So can you help me prepare some verbiage that would be forthcoming, or do we need to vote that we would extend that deadline, Donna? Would you look into that and tell us what we should do so that we could do what would be necessary to comply with that?
The problem is you only have three members of the five-member voting board here, so you would have to call, I would think, the Board of Equalization together to do that. I don't know that the commission can do that. I can look into it. Mm-hmm. But
how can we establish the meeting dates for BOE?
You're three commissioners. We're just trying to get you tied down. You three are required to be there, and Chuck and I have to be there. So we're not worried about the other two. We hope that they'll be there, but we're trying to work around your dates.
Right, okay, then help me out here. Mm-hmm. Is it the Board of Equalization by law that extends the time that people could come in, or is it the County Commission?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure of the answer.
Okay, let's, if it's all right with you, if you and I could ferret that out between now and Thursday and both work on that, maybe we could reschedule on Thursday and have an announcement for the process.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, the three of you make up the majority right now, but we don't have a BOE meeting scheduled. So, I mean, it's all technical stuff, but we certainly won't don't want to get in trouble for not following the technical stuff.
Well, my belief would be that we can establish and extend the time for people to come in. We've done that in the past. My belief is that we can establish and schedule the dates for BOE. We've done that in the past. I don't mind waiting till Thursday to finalize that. But my suggestion will be that we extend until 5 p.m. on June 30th to give the public as much time as necessary to appeal, so that in fact, if they have a question or a concern regarding their assessment, that they can come in to the Board of Equalization. That we tentatively until Thursday schedule the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then we'll deliver the times for those on this Thursday, if that's okay.
I have those statutes laying up there. I read them 2 weeks ago that pertain to that. There's three different statutes. They're laying on my desk there, and I read them, went through that, but I can't remember what it said on it.
You guys appoint all of the board members anyway.
I know the dates and all that, but...
Mm-hmm. So I agree with Ron. I don't see a problem, but I'm better to be safe than sorry.
Tentatively, if the County Commission agrees, what we will do with finality on Thursday, just for everyone's edification, is accept, once again, and I apologize for being redundant, the 30th of June, which is on a Monday, as the last day for submitting application for hearing to Board of Equalization. Then we'll begin the Board of Equalization process, and again, we'll finalize this on Thursday. On July 1st, we'll meet on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and on Thursday we may in fact pick a raft of additional dates. And are there any dates currently that individuals will not be available to meet in July?
You and I are both gone on 2 days. Well, that's the only problem we have. There's
which two, and I'll mark those on?
17th and 18th.
Okay.
Those are scheduled on, 15 or 30-minute sessions.
15 minutes.
Unless
they have multiple parcels, and then they will request
more time on multiple parcels. But with 30 of them, we do full days, we're going to be jerking a whole bunch of those out of the way in an 8-hour period. So I would wait and schedule those other dates.
Well, traditionally, our attorneys that come in, they'll come in late. They'll come in within the last couple of days and with their applications, and then they'll bring us stacks of them. That's just been what's traditionally has happened in the past. Just advising
on. Is it safe to assume, Chuck, that a percentage of what taxpayers may see as an increase right now might be a split out where a property was divided and therefore it has a new value? Or
as you asked the question, I don't remember any calls from increased notices that we sent out because of splits and new construction that will be coming. course, could be. But I don't think there's going to be a lot there, if any.
Okay.
Because it's pretty cut and dry, is what I think you were saying. A split, it's a new parcel, so it's, they get an increase in these. And the new construction, there's a possibility that they don't agree with the value, but I don't think I remember any that are talking about.
My assumption was that when somebody receives notice of increase and they call in and you explain to them, it's because you split this property and they have to have two, that answers most of the questions.
Yeah. But we have not had a lot of complaints either
or concerns.
But again, as has been said, I think there will be some businesses that are looking to appeal.
Questions, Dan?
No.
Is there anything you would like us to have prepared for you, any different than we've had in the past? I'm still satisfied with the agendas the way that we do, having room at the end to write your notes on it, having an extra line to write anything like that you'd like to see improved on or changed?
Are we going to set up the computer system so that we can call up for the five board members on a laptop to take a look at the property in question?
Instead of having up here on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't planned on doing that this year.
The screen?
Yeah, we were going to use the screen this year.
But I think it's good for the
taxpayer
and everything for them to see, not what only what we're looking at, but what we're looking at on the screen.
But we'll do whatever you want.
Well, what I'd like to do, for me at least, is I'll set it up on my laptop also so that I can go to the different areas to look or to compare, because if we're all asking you questions, it's real difficult to answer five people that are querying.
Well, we'll have all of the applications scanned in and all of their evidence scanned in so that you can look at that, and that what we'll use the screen for is just to project the property off of one beacon. So you can click on the properties around it. Is that good enough? Mm-hmm. And do you want the same terrain, Brandon? Do you want it on your
I just want the disc open a model.
Okay.
Just what you gave me last year.
Yeah. Just to let you know, our new program that we're getting ready to get is going to have a completely different module just for BOE.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to look it all up. That's our goal. We haven't seen it yet.
That'd be great. That'd be huge.
Yeah, and it will retain all the data for prior years. We've already been told they can pull all of our data in because that's a good tool for Chuck to use. He can go back and look at all the appeals over the years, what the motions were of the commission and the adjustments that were made, and that will help him dealing with customers.
Maybe this Thursday when we schedule a time to talk about additional dates and the correct motion, et cetera, we can chat further about some of that if we have any additional that we would like to have, and maybe we can get that information out to the other two board members so that, in fact, if they have any questions, that
would you like binders to hold your papers in? Do you want us to collect it at the end of the meeting, that kind of thing, or anything you want us to do like that? If you'll just let us know, we'll be happy to take care of it for you.
It's going to be a whole lot easier if we're looking at less than 100 or 150 properties compared to...
How about less than 1,000?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Anything else, Chuck?
Donna? Good to go.
You want to start at 8 o'clock a.m. each day?
I would tell you, on the Monday the 7th, I would like to start at 1 o'clock so that we could have commission that morning and try to take care of county commission business. Actually, each of the Mondays that we do so that we can do BOE in the afternoons. And then whatever these gentlemen say as a start time is fine with me. It's okay with me.
I would prefer a 9 o'clock start time. That gives everybody time to get at the courthouse, us to get our paperwork and get it brought in here, if that's okay with you all.
I think with the small amount that you're talking about, that you go ahead and schedule the 9 o'clock, and then the half days on our Mondays are our regular meeting days, either one. And then that way because we're going to finish up rather shortly, and then at the end of the 30-day period, we have to have at least a day or two's worth of meetings to end BOE. there will be some questions asked, or maybe one day or something that we, when we close the BOE.
Finish everything that you have a vote
yeah.
on. We'll save that day.
I truly believe that we'll be done with BOE this year, midway through
That's
July.
That's wonderful.
And if, I would like us to aim for trying to schedule the people within that time. I mean, realistically, we can do what you've got now within a two-day period of time.
So
3 days. But I understand the attorneys and the multiple properties, yes, we will have those. But again, they will take forever, so...
And since the media's heard it, I'm sure they'll get it out to the public.
We'll appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And we have Nellie Landers with us with the University Extension to provide an update. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you.
Hi.
We appreciate the opportunity to come and give our update. Crystal Irons, our county program director, is on vacation, so that's why I get to be here this morning. And I think normally she gives sort of combines the reaching out reports. So there's probably a little bit more in here than normally she talks about. I won't talk about everything that are in these. But the first one is Crystal's reaching out report. She did three programs in May. The Building Effective Relationships program was part of a leadership series that Crystal and I were involved in, and two other extension specialists, a five-day program that we are, it's kind of a new thing that we're starting out a little bit outside of our specialty areas. And she did a radio interview last month. The Skaggs Foundation grant application meetings, we are planning on or getting ready to apply, send in the applications for the three Skaggs grants that are available again this year. One thing that we did find out is for the smaller, well, actually for any of the grants, but for the smaller grant this year, we will submit an application for Taney County and also for Stone County in Extension. They, you know, that one, an organization can be the lead in one application for each of the three, but they will consider Taney County Extension and Stone County Extension separate. So that gives us a bigger opportunity to get some grant money. Down towards the bottom, the Master Gardeners are doing the Brown Bag Lunch Series again this year. They're going very well, as they did last year. We do have a new 4-H youth specialist, Monica Spittler. She will start on June 12th. I'm not sure if she will be in our office that day or if she will be in Columbia for orientation. But we're excited to have her.
Is that orientation so she can find Forsyth?
It may be. Yep, that would be a good question. Actually, she has been employed by Extension. She has been a nutrition program associate in Stone County. So. And then my report is next. So the programs that I presented are listed first. I did quite a more than normal client counseling sessions in May, and mainly those were connected with tax questions. Two Making Money Count, Creating a Spending Plan, basically budgeting classes that I did, and then an Identity Theft and Predatory Lending class, the Guiding Conflict Resolution class that I did on May 22nd in Howell County was part of the leadership series that Crystal had on hers as well. I think in the next section, maybe the most important thing for me, I met with Nancy Kelly, who is the program director of the Missouri Foundation for Health, on May 14th, basically looking at the health insurance education programs that we did last year because of the Affordable Care Act law, and how we can, what we need to change to reach more people, to do a little better getting that information out. But
She was very happy with the way the program has gone so far.
But we're gonna provide more this year to update as we learn. Maybe I should say that way because it seems like there's something new every other week about. Okay, great.
Yes, and we will start. We'll really start two sort of new programming. Crystal has been really involved in the curriculum for the business end of that law, and more we'll offer more and more classes for businesses according to that. And also for the individuals, we are offering an addition to our curriculum, which will really be how people use health insurance. Research shows that people that have not had health insurance, if they get it, they still behave as if they didn't have it. And so we want to teach people how to use it once they, now that a lot more will have it. The Children's Trust Fund grant application that I submitted, that's a, really a renewal. We were approved last year for 3 years. And that's for the Healthy Families Task Force of Stone and Taney Counties. We do quite a few projects in both Stone and Taney Counties with that money. The REAL simulation, and I should have written down what that acronym stands for, coming up on June 10th. Well, actually tomorrow. That is a program that OCAC, the Ozarks Area Community Action Corporation, has come up with, and basically it's a simulation that for school children. The first part of it, they give them an assigned identity with education, job, income, to really show them if they don't have education and if they get into trouble, you know, really how that affects their life and the reasons that people can't afford things. And then the second half, they give them an identity with a better education, better job, that type of thing. So right along with financial for me. I have 3 upcoming workshops this month. And then I won't read through the impacts at the bottom, but I did include a little bit of impact information on the classes from last month. And then the reaching out report for our nutrition education specialist, or associate, I should say. And Barb has been really busy. She, of course, teaches classes mainly at the schools. So Forsyth Elementary, she was there for 3 weeks. 4 weeks at Branson Buchanan Elementary, Branson Cedar Ridge Primary, Hollister Elementary. Upcoming, she's getting ready to start summer school programs, so that's listed there as well. And then our human development specialist, Dr. Jim Moore, and he has a fantastic impact statement right there at the top, presented 15 programs for 269 attendees in Berry, Greene, and Taney counties, so from 416 to 513. A lot of different programs that he has presented. I guess the most important for us, the chronic disease self-management was presented in Taney County. The English as non-English speakers or English language learners, those, I know some of those are presented in Taney County. And a list of upcoming May and June activities for Jim. Any questions?
Well, just a thought. There, and I applaud you, and I applaud Extension. There are so many programs that are offered to members of or citizens of Taney County that it's incredible. I'm just trying to envision how we might get the word out even more for those people who've not taken advantage of what you're doing. I wonder if at some time in the future maybe we could have all of the specialists maybe here at a meeting, but kind of a round table, and allow media to ask some questions, have each of you give a presentation of what you're doing. I know that these things are posted. Mm-hmm. And I know that individuals are given an opportunity to attend. Many of these meetings have take away some very important points from presentations. But there's also a number of people that aren't aware. Just maybe we could brainstorm a little bit about that and think of some way to even get the word out more. But this is just tremendous, what you all are doing. And I hear it from a lot of different people that are just really thankful that they were given the opportunity to learn this or that. And it's, I'm excited about what all you're doing.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Hausman. And, you know, that would be fantastic. I think all of us would be thrilled to have a round table like that. One of the hardest things that we struggle with is marketing. I'm not sure why, but it is. And there are a lot more people that could attend classes. And I think a lot more would if they knew about them.
Right.
And knew a little bit more about what they covered.
But maybe there's some way that we can develop either a forum or even if it's at one of our meetings just to have information given from you all to us. Mm-hmm. That way, obviously, the media hears and the people listening in hear. And, we just need to, I think, find a way to best present all the programs that you all are offering.
Wonderful. I will pass that on to Crystal,
okay.
And we'll see how we can work out something to do that. We really appreciate all of your support, all of the commissioners. Thank you so much.
Danny, Brandon. Kelly, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Next on our list, we have Ulrich Software Agreement. As I understand from this morning, there are still some requests that were made on Friday for additional changes to the contract. So my suggestion is we reschedule until those come back to us on Thursday. And hopefully at that time, we can move forward if all changes have been made and sign the agreements that everyone has agreed to. But from my email, we have been asked to make additional changes late Friday afternoon, and we're in the process of doing that. So that's, yes, sir?
I visited with Nikki just this morning to be sure I was up to speed for this, and I understood, maybe I misunderstood, I thought I understood right, that maybe we could get the attorney on the telephone line so we could address these questions and move forward. Maybe did I misunderstand, you think? Or?
What I understand is that the emails are requests from elected officials that ask for certain changes to be put in the contract. That's been given to the attorney.
Right.
And we'll schedule a signing time for that if, in fact, he approves it, because he'll send it back to us with his recommendations.
Understood that there was going to be a conversation that we were going to go ahead and meet with him on the telephone. If that's not right, then that's fine.
To the best of my knowledge, that's not right.
Okay.
The posting issue is the conflict there, Chuck, on the request, on the changes. The posting of it at 4 o'clock, I think, was when the emails were sent, Friday afternoon. And so that's where the conflict comes in.
If accept a motion to continue this later if, in fact, that this is possible to expedite the process, but I hadn't had that same conversation that Chuck had had, but I have no problem. Let's leave this open on our agenda. Road and bridge update. Gentlemen. I tell you what, Mr. Erickson,
yes.
Before we formally go into what all the Road and Bridge Department is going to do, could I have you and Road and Bridge meet with us up here? You have bid recommendations, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And gentlemen, these would be part of your department, would they not, and or transfer station? So can we move to bid recommendation for transport truck? Scheduled at the identical same time.
Yes, thank you. This bid for a transport truck was requested by Road and Bridge and released. I released this bid on April the 26th. It opened last Tuesday, June the 3rd. We received seven responses that were rather detailed and complicated. Since that time, Mr. Hayes, who is here, and I'll turn it over to him in just a second, took all of that information for review, did a complete and thorough review process. The office supervisor, manager for Road and Bridge has completed the bid tabulation spreadsheets that you're looking at now, which once again are amazing to me and really serve an incredible purpose for us to be able to review this information, compare it accurately, and make the following recommendation, which I'll turn over to Mr. Hayes for him to fill in the blanks regarding the vendor chosen for bid number 2014-061 for a transport truck for the Payne County Transfer Station. Go ahead, Randy.
Basically, after reviewing the bids that we opened, David Stahl and I went through and reviewed these after we got Kathy to put them on spreadsheet, looked through the bids, and our recommendation is to award to Peterbilt of Springfield for the total cost of $120,715, and that is with the extended warranties, 5 years, $200,000.
You're showing. Can you give the amount again?
$120,750.
Okay. So I said 15.
And then on the extended warranty, 5 year, how many miles?
$200,000 is what we had in the bid. Now, their miles may differ a little bit, but that's what we asked for.
Specs asked for 200.
Specs okay. Asked for 5 year, 200 extended warranties, yes.
Specs give us $500,000.
There were several vendors that had different mileage on their extended warranties, so taking that in consideration.
Touch on for me the difference and why this bid would be better than one that is less money?
The some of the trucks you'll see there, it's highlighted in yellow. Some of those trucks bid didn't meet the bid specifications.
Okay, I didn't know what that
and
was.
So you'll see where we highlighted there different things. Now, one company bid three different trucks. One was met all the specifications. Two of them that he bid either had a smaller engine or a different wheelbase or.
But I can see that see that the bidder that I'm looking at, and that's where my questions were.
Right.
Where in fact they did meet all the specs is considerably higher than the one you recommended. So.
Correct.
It was a
great truck that he bid, but it was higher than the other one. There were several great trucks in there that were bid, but so it come down to all the ones that met spec come down to cost.
Kathy did add a key in there
at the bottom of the spreadsheet.
The highlighted areas are vehicles that did not meet specs.
I see that down here in the lower corner, and I haven't caught that. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah.
Boy, she does a good job, or you do a good job, but...
Can't be.
I mean, specs.
I was amazed at the response. We had every truck vendor in our area actually bid on it, and one in Kansas City. So.
Motion for approval of Peterbilt of Springfield for the transport truck bid 201404-261.
Second.
Is that as per recommendation?
As per recommendation from Road and Bridge.
Motion is made and seconded to award the bid to Peterbilt of Springfield as per recommendation regarding the transport truck, bid number 201404-261. Discussion?
Randy, why do you have a Blu-ray player and surround sound?
Do what?
It's got this player.
Oh, sure. Blame shift.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next item is another similar type bid requested by Road and Bridge to the purchasing department for dump trucks, for two new dump trucks. It's bid number 201404-262. Similarly, this was requested to my department on April the 30th, was released on April the 30th, rather, and we opened it last Tuesday, June the 3rd, 2014. We received seven responses as well from similar companies, and the same process was followed. Mr. Hayes took all those responses for a thorough review. The office manager for Road and Bridge, again, completed an awesome, Kathy Roberts, an awesome spreadsheet for your review that you're looking at now. And I will turn it over to Mr. Hayes for his formal recommendation based on the results that you're perusing.
This particular bid, we used the similar specs we used years previous, and we asked for the same extended warranty that we asked for on the transport truck. All the same vendors that bid on the transport truck also bid on the two dump trucks. And we're going to recommend that we award to Jenkins Diesel for the two dump trucks, for a total cost of $283,010, and this will include the warranties for extended warranty, 5-year, $200,000.
What did we get last time? These?
Last time we got Western Star trucks, and then we also bought a Freightliner truck.
What was the one we were having issues with?
The Freightliner. Okay. I think they're currently resolved that. I think it went back last week.
Yeah, it's fixed.
It's fixed now, but I mean, it's took them a little while to get through to find out.
How many times has it been? Like 3 times?
We've got all the documentation.
We got all the documentation there in the office every time it's went up there.
It's been like 8 times, hasn't it?
The
at least.
Similar trucks, a little bit different on these two trucks than the two previous ones. These will have standard transmissions because they're primarily be used in the chip seal application. Set forward axle, some of the mechanics rather go with set forward axle than set back to what Stottle's got on those particular models there. That'd be about the only difference in them besides a year.
Do these have the heated mirrors?
Should.
There's only 700 different specs.
Well, I mean, there are several different specs, but I think that was if they should have, because I think that was in the specs, and I believe they had to provide that. They missed it on his, and they come down and
they did
on there. These should have that on there.
Okay.
And that comes in handy for winter use.
Move to approve the purchase of two dump trucks to Jenkins Diesel for bid number 201404-262 upon recommendation.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to award the bid to Jenkins Diesel Power Incorporated for two dump trucks. Total cost of $283,010. Bid number 201404-262 as per recommendation. Discussion?
I missed the conversation earlier where you were talking about the truck that's been back for 8 times.
And at least 8 times, yeah.
Was it the same company?
Different company.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Mr. Erickson, thank you, sir, for your time.
Appreciate you bringing me up for the rest of that.
Road and Bridge update, gentlemen. Just for the record, we have Randy Hayes, Devin Huff, and David Stottle with us.
First item I wanted to talk about is Fall Creek Road. David Stottle and I met with Joel Simmons and drove and looked at this road. We'd like to put an overlay on this. It's getting pretty rough, a lot of cracks, and a lot of traffic on this road. And so we had him give me an estimated cost, what it would take to put an inch and a half overlay on that. And his estimate was $265,290. And that's wedging in some of the rougher places and then backing up and putting an overlay, 2.6 miles of it that we maintain. And I wanted to bring that up to you guys. So I think that will still allow us enough money in the budget for our patching and what we're doing this year that hopefully won't go over unless we see something unforeseen that might be patched later on this fall. But last year I couldn't get it worked in. We're doing the Birmingham stretch of road, and when that, it was going to run us way over, so we waited to see if we'd get it done this year.
Is there an agreement with the city on their portion of this?
We have no agreement with the city. Basically, where the three-lane curb and gutter park stops, our maintenance takes over it. We maintain from that point down to where what we're wanting to overlay is from there down to a concrete section on the steep hill there where it intersects with 165. That section's what we plan to overlay now. I've talked to the city about this and see if they were willing to meet with you guys to see if we could work something out if they want, because a lot of the property along this road, either side, it's within the Branson city limits, but the road is not. So, and they didn't seem too willing. I mean, the two gentlemen I talked with, but, so I don't know where to go with that.
This will be a continuous stretch of
yeah.
road. All right. I had thought that back some time ago that there was an agreement being worked out between one of the commissioners and the city of Branson's person that is in the road maintenance, that they work on taking in this rest of this road, but I think it's worth mentioning again. I think it's worth having a conversation about the fact that we have split responsibility on ambulance, any 911 services on that location. I think it needs to be visited about.
Well, another road that kind of falls in that same category would be Bird Road. I mean, we have the same situation there, a lot of the property along it, and we overlaid a section of it, I believe, year before last, and got it in pretty good shape. But that's another road in the same category as this Fall Creek.
What
the
road is
city
that?
Has quite a bit
Bird
of property,
Road.
And then we have sporadic properties along there, but
I think it's worth looking back into. I think that we should probably try to schedule a meeting with whoever's in that division of that for the city of Branson. I don't know who now has have them meet with the city council, and let's talk about getting these roads that are split with county, city, whatever, get them taken care of, and maybe they'll.
Well, let me ask a question where you headed on that in the comments that you made.
because a big portion of that road is city, mm-hmm. and a portion of it is county. The part of the county's road falls within the city.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the properties along either side or one side or both sides.
I know the county owns the right-of-way.
Right.
It's a county road. But my question is, are you hoping that they will help with that portion of it, or that we'll get a lock-in guarantee from them that they're going to do the balance, which is...
I'd like to see it all...
Done at the same time?
Done at the same time. We don't need a... accident in a location where we have county and city and county and city and I think that'd make probably difficult on the sheriff's department along with any 911 services.
It'd be nice to get the city to take the entire road at least. Then what?
Before I took office, my understanding was the agreement that the previous commissioner had was, and you guys know more about it than I do, I guess, but was that nothing was ever agreed upon, but they would look more serious at it if it was repaved and then they'd take it over. Is that right?
That was then. We repaved it since then.
We've repaved it in the last 2 years?
Not Fall Creek.
Yeah.
We did Bird Road.
Well,
that was another one that was...
Both of them were in the discussion.
Okay. Bird Road, I know, was discussing that along that same category.
Yeah.
So, and we done Bird Road. We didn't have enough money in the budget to do two of them. So.
But, I mean, that's where I'm going with this. If we do this, well, then... I want to go ahead and carry out what was...
Was it ever actually agreed upon, or was it just talked about and discussed?
I don't know. I think it was talked about, but I wasn't involved in that.
Well, obviously, I wasn't either. So.
Well, there wasn't any written agreements because we had started in and did Bird Road, and like you said... We've already had made plans to do Fall Creek, but money situation held us back on the budget. So if the agreement can be signed, we already got half of our side of the agreement done. I mean, it's our part. It's the county's road responsibility now, but if I would like to go ahead and check into it and see if we can't get the city to agree if they're collecting all the revenue off of both sides of the road, and it's inside the city limits to take that road over.
Would that be how the county takes over the state roads when they deed them to us, you mean?
The only agreement we had with the city was on a drainage, small drainage project where they put a box culvert across, and then some of the roads that they did annex in and take over with doing the sewer, helped some drainage down through there. We had an agreement with them on that particular project, and that's completed. So,
Randy, if I'm following the train of thought here, it is we need to have a conversation with the city to see if they're interested in receiving that, since it falls the city on both sides within the incorporated limits of the city of Branson, and that the county would consider the huge project to bring that up to certain specs that at least our specs, but see if there's something different from the city. So if you can facilitate a meeting with whomever, with the city, either with yourself or with us, to have those initial conversations, that would be
okay.
Good.
Do you want me to hold off about overlaying this right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying, Danny?
Yep.
Right?
Okay. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's our whole card.
Well, and if there's other areas that we need to talk with them about, or they want to talk with us, I think this is the perfect time to do that.
Okay.
We need to chat with them.
All right.
There was a was there not a project? Or was it a bridge or a...
No, it was
a small Bob's Culvert that they were wanting to improve the drainage, but it involved putting a box culvert in Fall Creek Road, which had to have an agreement with us.
But we were involved, and we put up X amount of dollars, if I recall.
Right.
And
right.
We worked cooperatively together, right. And that's what I'm suggesting that we do again and sit down with them and see where we can head.
Okay. This next item, I'm going to meet with a couple of residents there on Blue Ridge. This portion is currently not a county road. It's basically a public road. It's one we've dealt with before, a small section of it, but I'm going to meet with them and explain to them the petition process.
Where's this road at? I'm not.
This is out there in Fruit Farm Road area.
Okay.
But I'm going to meet with a couple of residents out there Wednesday and explain this. And if they go through the petition process, I mean, this road's been discussed for several years, several meetings with previous commissions and looked at, but they petitioned the entire road previous, and we looked at different options in the past, but most of them very expensive, and this is a fairly steep road, very rough road. But see what these two residents are going to meet live at the first portion of the road, so I don't know if their intention is to petition a portion of this right now or what they want done, but I'll meet with them. And
we did extend that at one point. We did extend it down a little bit.
I don't think so.
I don't remember doing that. I think we talked about it. But I think the guy, we was needing a turnaround, and I think that part of it fell.
The turnaround was what was guaranteed to us, and we'd take it in. We approved it with a turnaround.
With the turnaround, but I don't think that actually got completed and done. So
because this has been since I first came on the commission.
One of the gentlemen that I'm going to meet with is the one that was supposed to provide the turnaround.
Right, and that was before we dropped off the steep hill. I mean, we had several conversations, several road trips out there to look at different situations on it. So I understand the project for sure.
Okay.
And he's going to be the petitioner?
I'm not sure if it'll be him or him and his neighbor across the road from him. Maybe a combination of both of them. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But one of them will have to initiate a petition.
I don't know that one of them can do their religion.
Do what?
I don't know that one of them can due to their religion. One of them will not participate in any petition. Even though they want it done, they can't sign any petition, can't sign anything. So you might have to have somebody right next to him up the hill sign it or something.
Did Brandon, have you been all the way to the bottom? Okay, so you're familiar with that thing. So Ron probably needs to take a road trip out there to familiarize himself with the situation. And I mean, it's just
got a tank for a skid steer.
But anyway.
I'm pretty sure that I went over all those roads when we were going through the old petition process, but I will be delighted to do that.
You might have, yeah.
Not the best of roads in there.
Pretty rough. Patching, we're continue to try to patch between rainstorms. If this weather give us a break, we'll gain a little progress. Hopefully this week it'll kind of change. We plan to start chip seal next week if the weather allows to do that. Auction items, the auction's complete, and the items that we had on there at the agreement with Purple Wave brought in $81,725.
Does that exceed the expectations? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
We budgeted for revenues from the sale of that equipment, $25,000. I remember when we discussed this, we did the budget. So
although pleased with it?
Very good. Pleased. I was expecting somewhere probably in the $50,000 at most, but so it exceeded that. And surprising on a few items. So, but anyway, I thought it went well. So. The next items will be in exec session. So,
For today?
I think I had scheduled.
Personnel.
Okay. Go ahead.
If you want to do this right now, or if you got a couple other things.
Well, we got it. We can move it down just a little bit and go through some of this other stuff. He needs to run over to the office and get some applications and stuff.
But we'll bring you back when we go into exec. Is that all right?
Yeah.
That'd
be fine.
We're going to talk. Okay.
I didn't know if these guys had anything in open.
Anything you'd want to bring up right now? Are we not also talking about replacement of a couple of people that we, positions that we don't have? We don't have to go into exec to talk about that, do we?
I think we need to because there's certain names that's going to be brought up.
Paul.
But we can wait and do it when we go into executive session down there. We've got it added, and we can add the executive session.
David Devin, is there anything we want to talk about that we need to talk about in open session while we're having this R&B review, road and bridge, anything? No? No? Okay. And Randy, we'll move into discussions with the sheriff and talk about the budget and his request. Then we'll come back to our posted sessions on executive session. Thank you, gentlemen. Sheriff, if you could join us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We had asked for this meeting. My quick notes here. Based upon a discussion that we had last week and requests that were forthcoming from the sheriff for the number one presentation, or the first presentation, I should say, was for radios throughout the system. And if I'm not mistaken, the total amount of that request was $362,342. And then you had a second request that was for records management. There was a setup charge and there was annual maintenance. My first request at the meeting last week was to allow me to do some budget perusal, which I have done, and to look at a couple of other items. Before I go into the budget, Sheriff, and what I have found there, let me go back to part of our budget request time. And I had written in there two notes, because it says for contingency, we just have one line. And we're talking, by the way, about broadening that so that the public will have a better view of what all is contained within that when we do a budget. And we step up for the future so that that'll even be more transparent, although it's available and we have all the information. We need to go more in depth in that. But part of what was placed in the 2014 contingency were payments for 2 years on that software. Help me with where we are at in any contractual basis or...
Basically, on the software, on the Cody system, we're on a year...
I try not to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. You did. I was really skirting, but it doesn't matter.
We are on a annual basis now of the paying the maintenance agreement on that, which is $50,400 and some dollars. Of course, if we move to this, that will come to an end. This will replace that.
Well, at this point in our budgetary year, according to the auditor's office this morning, we haven't made that payment. So first,
we've made it for all of this year.
When did we make it?
I'd have to look. Let me see.
I mean, did we make it last year for this year?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then we would have to make it again this year for next year. We have to make it a year ahead of time. We made it in November. November the 1st.
So what you're saying is renewal of the maintenance is due in November for next year.
Yes. This year's was $50,486.06, and there customarily is a 3% increase on that each year.
Now, I had down for 12 and 14 is 49 and 59. So that, what you said, just reflects that increase. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to check and see, and that is to the payment due is for 2015 on November, in November.
Yes.
Okay.
But what you're thinking is we'll forego that if, in fact, we go through a process and go somewhere else. Okay.
Right.
Is there any? Do we have any contract with them as far as we would stay with them for X amount of years, or we're on a year to year basis and canceling?
Okay, with that information, let me take us back because I needed to have that to
for the existing system. Is there hardware and software involved?
Yes.
The new system is web based.
Correct.
So any computer can access it.
Correct.
With the proper credentials.
Correct.
Do you know if it's like a dongle that you have to plug into the USB port, or is it just a password?
I think my understanding is just a password.
Does that...
Well, that makes it handy. Does that... You can have iPads or anything access as opposed to having to have actual...
You can actually access it off your cell phone.
My question is, now that with that information, as we reviewed your request, I guess this is a question for Mr. Houseman, who has several notes there that he wrote, but does that reflect upon our contingency fund that we had in contingency, Ron, the building out here on the parking garage, a roof over the parking garage, that we had planned on possibly doing? That's something that we could... bring forward in this, Ron, in the contingency fund and take care of the sheriff's needed.
Well, we've got two requests that are forthcoming from the sheriff, and we have another request that involves the sheriff, but it also involves every department down in the judicial facility, and it involves this building. And that is the need for the server storage units for our overall system. So everything that you have that you want to back up and your computer needs and our computer needs here, the IS department and our recorder have been involved because it also affects the records that he has. We're looking at somewhere around $120,000 to $150,000 that's not in the budget just to update what needs to be updated there. And I talked with those departments at the end of last week, following our meeting is I've been trying to ascertain where we're at in the budget. We started this year, and we have for this year, in a contingency a little over $1.3 million. Within that $1.3 million, we had a number of projects that were earmarked to be paid. One of the things that you had talked about was this facility out here, and we have put, based upon whether we went up with the cheaper version or the more expensive, somewhere between $200,000 and $400,000 for a roof over the parking garage. The reasoning for that, the decision had not been made by the county commission, was what it cost to repair the parking garage because it doesn't have a roof. Now, albeit it's been a number of years before we just underwent this horrific expense that we did to get that fixed, but we're going to see that again in the future if we don't have a garage. But what we could do, at least in my opinion, obviously, is put that off until 2015 as a potential expenditure, which is where we could draw the funds from for the radio request. And that would cover it by us making the decision not to move forward with that potential roof this year. And that's what I have in my notes is for us to consider and for me to recommend to this commission today. On the other, we do have monies in there. I also had funds in there for your software, which we put in contingency for 2014 because we were trying to make budget. We were trying to find a way to do different things within the 2014 budget. And we could utilize those dollars, whether it be for the existing company that we're with or for a company that we go forward with. So those dollars are in place already within contingency. My questions about the second part of this for the records management is I'm hopeful that we have an opportunity to have counsel tell us that we're where you believe that we are, and that if in fact we wish to go another direction, that we can. Mm-hmm. Because the last thing we want to do is to be coupled with expense of a new system and still right. having to pay for the old system.
Right.
And I'd love to put those documents in the hand of commission counsel and let them satisfy our needs on that. But gentlemen, I believe that we have the monies within the contingency fund. We've only spent a little over $100,000, that less than $200,000 actually, to this point. But I believe that we can do the radio request as recommended by the Sheriff's Department, update that entire system, both handheld and the ones that you'd have at office, et cetera, without any difficulty whatsoever.
Right. And to go back to where you're looking, where I was looking at, it was this roof deal. That was a bid project, and it ranged quite a bit, and we put it in the contingency fund because it ranged, and we thought that we might possibly be able to do that this year. But there are needs and wants, and this thing here is a need for the Sheriff's Department, and for us to put a roof over that, we have a possible 10-year span or 15-year span where there's a chance, because we even switched chemicals that we use on that parking garage so that we would get an extended time frame on that. So I'm all for that. I'm all for going ahead and making a motion. Was you wanting to wait and look at the other one or do them separate or do them together?
Well, no, I would like to move forward with the radio. However, what we need to do is just to give the sheriff the authority to move forward and then allow him to work with Mr. Erickson. And if we right. move forward through the state bid, then what will happen is that will come to us in the accounts payable process and we can approve it at that time.
So we don't. What you're saying is we don't need a motion for.
I think it would be appropriate for us to make a motion to replace what we had tentatively put in the budget for a roof on this building out there, and which will free up those dollars and allow us to purchase the radio.
In the contingency fund.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Well, I'm willing. I'm willing to make.
You just
that
make
motion.
A motion to pay that out of the contingency fund.
Right. I'll go ahead and make that motion that we. As a definite need to take place urgently This is terminology I'm going to use for the taking that money out of the contingency fund and placing it in the sheriff's request.
We're not taking the money out, we're just paying it out of that.
Paying it out of it, yes.
I don't know if we need a motion, but second.
The motion really allows the sheriff to move forward. Proceed
forward. I think
that's what he's looking for. Motion's before the board to give sheriff approval to move forward with the purchase of a new radio system and working in concert with our purchasing director, Ron Erickson. Estimated cost of that system is $362,342. That would be paid out of our contingency fund. Discussion. I would agree with your comments, gentlemen, that this is badly needed and it's something that certainly improve the operations and effectiveness and efficiency within our law enforcement department. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And Sheriff, I will work with you on, let's look at those agreements and get those in the hand of counsel right away, and then we can bring the other issue back up.
Yeah.
Because a big portion of that, quite frankly, is already covered within, as I explained, the contingency fund now.
Right. Okay.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
We'll move forward with it. Now, before we do any purchase or anything, I'll come back to you with the exact numbers of where we're at and everything.
Could I ask you that if the members of the media that are here, because we're getting ready to step into an executive session with Road and Bridge, have questions of you about the system and what it does and why it's so much more effective, that maybe if they have questions, that you would answer that. And, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, sir. I spoke with Jan Clark quite a bit
last Friday. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Yes, sir. The exec we have scheduled.
Do we need to go into those separately?
We do, because the other ones for personnel is not scheduled till 11 o'clock, but we have property potential acquisitions that we need to talk about, with, and I'm sure that's what they had. Is there a motion?
Do you want both?
No. We're only scheduled for the one. So
we're scheduled for three and two.
Oh, I didn't see three.
That's what they want to talk about.
Yeah. Road and Bridge is three.
Looking down at the bottom. Yes, let's go into both.
Move to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsection 3 and 2.
I'll second that motion.
Motion is made to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsection 3 and 2. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Ron, aye.
Brandon, aye.
Danny, aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. I didn't get to go to that event.
Would have been had it been at it.